Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ah, yes. 1911 University. How I love it so. And I've grown quite fond in a sort of kid brother sort of way of the professor, of course, and that it would be Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir? Joe? Okay. Well, we had Joe. We're going to get him again. We're going to get him again. Yep, we're calling you back. He just texted me, calling you back. You know, one of the things I like about live radio is I never know what's going to happen on any given moment when I'm trying to do a segment or do a show, especially if I have a guest. But I mean, like, I'm sitting here last night and all of a sudden power goes out. Happened last week too. And there's a few things that I can try to muddle through, but I just love the unpredictability of the form factor and of the of talk radio in and of itself. Quite exciting, actually. But then, once again, did you at least get to hear your entry music there? Did you hear that? Did it start playing before you were dropped?
No, I made a mistake, and I hit the wrong button, and I was trying to get ready for the show, and I hung up on accident.
Well, hang on right there. Just stay right there. I was just talking about the unpredictable quotient that is live talk radio. And I'll just do the whole thing over again. Here we go, 1911 University with Professor Joe Chambers. There you go. Now I got it out of the way, and you got to hear it too. I did something today with you in mind and your guns in mind.
Oh, you did?
I did. I found 1,000 rounds of 9mm NATO.
Oh, nice.
So they're sort of like plus P.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming, you know, just to try to make sure that it wouldn't hurt them, I went out there and, you know, I've taken a chainsaw to the WMGC a few times. Nothing hurts it. So I'm going to presume these NATO rounds aren't going to hurt it either.
Oh, no. No, they should be fine. No, they should be good. That's, you know, I had, for a while, I had some of the ISMI Uzi ammo.
Right.
The contract ammo from the 60s. And I don't know how hot that stuff is, but it's hot. And I shot some of that through several guns until it was gone, and it's fine. It's like plus P. You know, it's like a major power factor ammo is what it is.
Right. Right. Now, you aren't by chance building a chimney or something, are you?
No, why?
It sounds like you might be spreading concrete on bricks.
No, I was walking up the stairs.
Once again, yeah. Once again, that's the unfiltered nature of live radio. So
I was literally on the mill when you guys called finishing up the new RDSM plate for the 509T Holosun. So I got it done. Well, I got the prototype done anyway.
Now, what do you think of the 509T? Because I've seen the 509T. It's not that expensive. Is it an upgrade?
I think it's the boobies, man. We could say that online, right? I mean, on radio boobies. I think it's awesome. I mean,
yeah.
It's shorter. It's shorter front to back,
right?
Than RMR or 509 or 507C. It's not any taller, which is awesome. And it's an enclosed emitter, which is amazing. You know, so it basically is very similar in size and weight to most of your popular pistol optics, except for it's an enclosed emitter, which means a lot to people because they don't want grit or dirt or grease or snow or water or whatever to get on their emitter and, you know, cause an occlusion with their dot. And, you know, the Acro is out there, and it's certainly a nice dot. It's a enclosed emitter also, but it's a fairly large dot, and it has fairly bad battery life. So, you know, with the Holosun 509T, you get the enclosed emitter, the small size, the good battery life. It has an external battery tray. It has easy-to-use buttons. It has three different reticles. It has solar-powered backup. I mean, it has a lifetime warranty. So what do you want for half the price?
It's, what's not to like, right?
Yeah, what's not to like, man?
What's not to like?
I love the product.
I've seen them. They're not, like all Holosuns, they don't cost that much money. Now, have you run one of those any amount of time?
I'm fixing to, now that I got the mount made.
Well, that just makes sense to me for some reason. I feel sort of dumb for asking the question now.
I'll literally have this dot on my Yeti tonight at some point, or maybe tomorrow morning, but yeah.
Well, I will be interested to see that because at some point, I've got a CZ that, well, you know what, I can't put one of those on the CZ. The plate is not set up for that on the CZ.
Right.
What is this?
What?
Anyway. The, I can only run a Delta Point Pro on this. Or one of the SIG ones.
It won't take a RMR style dot at all?
Nope.
Interesting.
Yep. And I think you could... I think you can buy a plate to adapt it, but I'm shooting and hitting what I'm aiming at with that. But you know, very shortly now that I got this ammo, because this is other ammo besides the ammo that I had, the other 9mm ammo I had. Now we can go do the deep dive into the chambers gun with some good ammo and see what we get out of that, which I'm pretty sure I know what we're going to get out of it, but I'm still going to do it just because it's going to be fun.
Have you ever dealt with Spark munitions?
I have not.
Oh, you should give those guys a call and see if you can buy some ammo.
Spark?
Yeah, Spark munitions. Fisher and I both use them. For ammo, and they make really good consistent ammo. It's lead bullets, you know, but whatever, they're coated. But they're really consistent ammo. I like shooting their bullets.
I'm pulling them up. Oh, those are very pretty.
Yeah.
Looking at their website, they're very pretty. Pretty ammo, which I like some pretty ammo. Why do you like it so much? I tell you what, don't tell me why you like it so much, because we're coming up on the break. Let me tell people how to find you. If you are interested in checking out Chambers Custom, checking out what they do, getting on the list and getting a gun, well, to get the gun, you go to chamberscustom.com. To check out what they're doing, you can watch their progress two different ways. On Facebook, at Chambers Custom, and on Instagram, at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Bedford Camera and Video. We value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Out at aeroprecisionusa.com. It is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we're talking. Do we know anything yet about outside the waistband holsters for your geometry?
No, I'm still waiting on them to arrive.
Those guys have no idea, do they? They have no idea how many people are waiting on these things.
Do you hear the excitement in my voice?
I can tell. I can tell you're fully excited about it. I can tell it. I can tell it.
Just like, man, come on. Send me my holsters, man.
Does anybody carry one of these in a law enforcement capacity?
Oh, yeah. Tons of guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can understand why. I can understand why. But I got asked a question the other day on YouTube. If I love the chamber so much, why don't I carry that every day? And I had made the statement that I think Joe would give me a little priority if I use my gun in self defense and they took it away from me and put it in a locker, right? The only problem is that there's still a weight on that, and that's where the problem comes in for me, because the thought of having that gun in a police evidence locker sort of depresses me.
Yeah, depresses me too. I mean, being honest about it, that's the truth, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Think about it, and you're like, dang, that would suck.
It would. I mean, especially right now. I mean, are there 700 Chambers guns out there right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah?
Yeah. Is there 1,000?
Oh, there's... I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, so it's still quite the rare bird.
I mean, you figure, let's see here. Let me do a little quick math. So, we're at 10 years times, we'll call it 35... Plus the ones I built, worked the other shop, plus a few. Yeah, there's probably close to 600, 700 guns. With the guns that the guys have been building the last couple of years, there's probably a little over 700 guns total.
Yeah, that's still quite the rare beast to be out there. So,
yeah. I mean, it really is. When you think about, you know, some of these other companies that, you know, they build 3,000 or 4,000 guns a year. Yeah, 700 guns is not very many over the course of a decade or more.
Now, I will say this, though. If they ever get a holster out there for the gun, I will carry the gun, like on a gun belt or something.
Oh, yeah.
I will definitely carry the gun on a gun belt. I mean, going out the door, that would be the gun I would want to carry the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been good and patient, and, you know, I've got a few magazines to go with it. I think altogether I might have 9 magazines that will work with it. So
you're getting up there then.
Yeah.
I mean, you're almost to the appropriate number.
Which is what, 10?
12 mags for every pistol owned. That's what you need.
And so like, now, where did that number come from, 12? Who came? Was that your number?
Yeah, that's my number, man. It's like you got to have 12 mags. Now, you got two primaries. You got two primary mags that you use all the time, and you got 10 extras that are stuffed with bullets stuck away somewhere.
Right.
Because, you know, if you can't get it done with 12 mags, then you probably can't get it done.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine 12 mags is a fine round number to have as far as magazines. I'd be interested to see the rig that works with.
Oh, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Duffel bag.
So I'd be going out the door with my newly minted combat gun and my newly minted combat trigger, and doing the duffel bag drag while I'm doing it at the same time.
Hey, look, I just ordered 300 MBX mags.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, they'll be delivered over the course of the next year. But I told Adrian, I said, look, man, With the Democrats in charge now, I got to be able to send the guns out that we have orders for, right? So I got to have magazines. So start pumping them babies out. Let's get it on. And so, yeah, I've ordered like 300 mags, and, you know, you do the math.
That's, yeah, I know. I hope you got a bigger quantity discount with that number. Have you ordered those before? See, he's laughing because there is no quantity discount with MBX. I mean, that, you get what you pay for with MBX. MBX is the one of the finest mags of that type out there. Always, always work. I try to carry those the most often. I think I have four or five of those.
Yeah. I mean, well, and companies like MBX, they'll be ahead of the curve because they already make a 10-round mag, right, that fits in a wide body. So if the Democrats come about and they go, oh, we're going to do a 10-round mag, you know, capacity limit on mags, all right, it'll suck to pay $130 for a 10-round mag.
Right.
But at least you'll be able to use your gun.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're smart, you will have bought about 20 of them, 20 of the regular mags before that happens, and so you won't be sweating.
Yeah, so I don't need 12 anymore. I need 20. If I was smart,
they're going to ban them, if they're going to ban them, you might as well have, you know, Baker's dozen plus a few.
Baker's dozen. Okay, I like that. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break now. I'm going to ask you the question now, simply because I'd be curious about this, and I could see this becoming a gun that you would, if you made it, you'd make a lot of it. When you and I discussed building a .45, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I inherited 3,000 rounds of good training ammo for a .45. And I called Fisher, and I said, "What's a good .45 striker fire that I can shoot 45 out of while I wait on my chambers?" So I got a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 and 45 ACP.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid gun. Yeah,
it comes with a 10-round double-stack magazine. So my question becomes to you, in the event that were to come to pass where they went to a 10-round magazine, would that be something that you would think about building a wide-body double-stack 1911. Don't answer me now because we're coming up on the break. You can check out Joe's stuff at chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touting new executive actions that deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus. At the White House, Biden says the crisis is only deepening.
This is an economic imperative, a growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president also has a message for Congress.
While the COVID-19 package that passed in December was a first step, as I said at the time, it's just a down payment. We need more action, and we need to move fast.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery game has grown to nearly $1 billion ahead of Friday night's drawing. This will be the third largest jackpot in lottery history. The drawing is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News. The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not doing vaccine tourism.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. And now, when I asked that question about the 10-round capacity in the 45 ACP, I'm operating under the premise, because I think you told me you don't like to do double stacks on those.
Correct.
So, would that be something you might would do with the 45 ACP?
Negative, Ghost Rider. Pattern.
I got you. I understand.
And let me explain why, because
sure.
I do get asked this quite a bit by people. Matter of fact, I got asked this last night on an Instagram live video that I was doing. You know, why don't you do that? And the reason is they work well in guns like the S&W, the XD, the Glock, and whatnot, because they have a different magazine geometry. They have a wider magazine at the top.
Right.
On the 2011 style magazines, doesn't matter if it's an STI or an MBX, and they even work well, by the way, in the Caspian wide bodies, because again, they have a wider geometry at the top. They're more like a para magazine or a EAA Tanfolio magazine. They're wide at the top. The reason they don't work so well in a 2011 style magazine is because it narrows down. And so you have all these big fat bullets stuffed in this tube, and it narrows down as it comes up. So they get kind of jumbled up in there. And
right.
Then you're trying to get a bullet out of the magazine that has uneven pressure from one side or the other based on its position in the magazine from the bullets underneath it. And you're trying to push that up a ramped barrel that's moving as it feeds into place. And it just doesn't work well. The same reason I don't typically build ramped barrel 45s at all unless it's an emergency, you know, and I have to because the frame's messed up and it's not usable or whatever. A ramped barrel 45 is not the best option of combination of options. You're just introducing features that will induce malfunctions. So, yeah, that's the reason.
Well, that's pretty good reason. So, like with the single stacks, with a single stack 1911, do they? I've never looked for this. Do they actually make a 10 round single stack magazine that maybe protrudes a little bit from the?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The CMC mags that are now made by another company or owned by another company down in Arkansas, whose name shall not be mentioned. They work really well, actually.
Okay.
What are you laughing about? You know.
Well, whose name shall not be mentioned? That was part. I don't know why that just tickled my funny bone for some stupid reason.
I mean, I wish Nighthawk had bought CMC, honestly.
Oh, okay.
But they didn't. You know, the other company whose name shall not be mentioned, they're the ones that ended up buying it, and so now they control the mag sales. Fortunately, the same company that has made the mags for years and years still makes them, so they, you know, there's very small chance that anything will get screwed up.
I understand. There for a minute, I wasn't doing the math. Now I'm doing the math. You'll have to explain that to me one day why they're not the ones named. We don't have to do that right here. So with this single stack 1911 that you're going to, or the single stack 45 ACP you're going to build me, will that be a 1911? That will be a 2019. What will that be?
It'll be a 1911.
Yeah.
It'll be a single stack. And to touch on the point that you said I could explain later, I'll explain it right now. If you're a company and you build 1911s that you call super whatever, and you sell them for $9,000-$10,000 and they don't have a barrel fit, there's nothing super about those guns. That's it. Stop selling junk for a premium price.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful to your clients and to the industry.
Yeah.
You know, either lower your price or learn how to build guns properly. Come on. Let's be real.
With barrel fit, that's one of the things I know that with Joe, the barrel fit is a paramount feature to his gun. The barrel fit on that is so good, and mine still sort of amazes me because I've taken it apart two or three times now to clean it, and with that. Is that just something that cannot be done on a production gun to the degree that you do it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you figure like yesterday, Eric fit a barrel to a fat NF that he's building, and it took him 8 hours to fit the barrel.
Eight hours to fit the barrel.
Yeah, ain't nobody in a production shop got no time for that.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nobody in a semi-custom shop got time for that. They got to build two or three or four guns a day.
Right.
So, you know, I mean... They're not going to spend 8 hours on one part of a gun. That's insane, right? Well, it's not insane if that's what you do. That's what your whole reputation is built around.
I don't know. I would not consider that insane simply because, I have shot semi-customs and customs, and I've shot yours. And the unique difference between yours and the semi-customs and customs is that straight out of the box... It's more accurate, and that's got to, I mean, if you have a, I mean, when I was talking to Dave Harrington the other day, do you know who I'm talking about when I say Dave Harrington?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have feelings about Dave?
I like Dave. I think recently I might have made him upset with some truth that I put on his page.
Okay. Well, in any event, when we were talking and I was asking him about... combat speed and everything. The only thing he said was that if you can find a double stack, single action type pistol that is accurate, then you've got it made. The only problem is how much you're going to get involved in that. And I said, but if you had one, you'd carry it. And he's, you know, I guess he used to have a bunch of custom guns made for him. And he said, yes, of course, because that would be the best pistol out there. But that whole measurement of the best, mileage varies on that from name brand to name brand, doesn't it?
Yes, and to the point, that's where I get in trouble with people, because people go, well, this guy's the best or that guy's the best. And I go, what are your metrics? Right? Because math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, yeah. So if you look at the, if you look at the gun, what are your metrics? What is the slide to frame fit like? You know, is, do you consider exceptional slide to frame fit when it has 1,000 side to side play? I do not. Okay? So if that's what you consider exceptional, I need to know that so that when you say this is the, this guy is the best, I can look at it and go, well, by my own standard, it's not, because I know what a slide to frame fit's like.
Gotcha.
Do you consider no leg fit, you know, but a tight bushing exceptional? Well, if that's what you consider exceptional, if that's what you consider, you know, better than anybody else, then we have to disagree, because the leg fit is fully one half of the of proper barrel fit. So if that's what you think is awesome, I look at the gun that you're saying this is the best gun ever, you know, this guy's the best gun builder ever, and I go, but he doesn't know how to fit a barrel, so he can't possibly be the best gunsmith ever. And a lot of times people allow their emotions or their feelings to get in the way of the math.
Hang on for me right there. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This 1911 you're going to be building me. Will this have a guide rod?
Yes, full length.
Full length guide rod. Now, besides it maintain, and now is the advantage of a full length guide rod, does that aid as far as with the fit of the barrel and everything else? Does that make the slide?
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
You know what it does is it makes sure that the recoil spring is not going to bind inside the gun.
Right.
And you know so it improves the reliability of the gun via the recoil cycle, thereby improving the accuracy of the gun. See, anytime you do something to improve the reliability, you innately improve the accuracy.
Right. Is that was that one of the problems that we used to see with the bushing 1911s that would be causing a bind up in there? Or?
No, I mean, bushing 1911s that you had back in the day were just looser than crap. And so you get all kinds of issues. Yeah. No, I mean, bushing guns with you got to keep in mind that back in the day when I built bullseye guns, you know, we built a lot of ball guns, and those have to be a traditional looking gun with a bushing and a GI style guide rod. And they're still very accurate. Don't get me wrong. But you always have that spring bind that happens inside the gun. And so, you know, you get away from that. And what's funny is I hear guys all the time, you know, they go, well, full-length guide rod, you know, it causes this or causes that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Can you tell me off the top of your head any modern pistol that doesn't have a full-length guide rod?
Haven't seen one in quite some time. Yeah. I don't know the last time I did see one unless it was... I think the Nighthawk Thunder Ranch one is a bushing gun. Is it?
No, I'm not talking about 1911s. I'm talking about a modern pistol.
Oh.
SIG, Glock, HK.
Oh, no.
Smith & Wesson.
No.
They all have full-length guide rods, right?
Yep.
So if a full-length guide rod isn't good for a fighting gun, then what? Wait? Huh? What are you talking about? All these other guns have full-length guide rods. Why can't a 1911 have one? That's just retardation.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, I love tradition. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes traditionalists, yeah, they just know.
Now, when I've seen this, definitely I've seen this with the SIG 1911. I think I've seen it with the Smith 1911. Some of these guys decided to take the 1911 and put the extractor on the outside. Am I right about that? What do you think about that? That was that an improvement? Was that an unnecessary exercise? What was that?
Well, I think if done correctly, an external extractor on a 1911 is a wonderful thing. And I've done several of them over the years in the 45 ACP flavor. I haven't done any in the smaller calibers simply because the geometry of the way the slides are made does not lend itself to properly manufacture a aftermarket extractor, external
right.
extractor for the slides. But in a 45, man, it's beautiful because look, the tension lasts forever because you got a coil spring, right? You're not dependent upon a piece of, hardened metal bent to a certain tension level to stay that way forever. You have consistent tension every time because the tension is, you know, the same with the coil spring versus bending a piece of metal like a leaf spring. You get less hook wear because of that consistent tension. The extractor doesn't shift back and forth in the slide as the gun wears in and the firing pin plate gets hit by the hammer over and over again. So there's a lot of advantages, in my opinion, to an external extractor gun if it's made properly. And that's the key.
So would there be something different from the way you normally would build a gun with a external extractor in order for it to be built properly?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I say properly, you have to, the extractors that are currently on the market for external extractor slides for 1911s are all built in the same mold, mind-wise, not literally the same mold. They're all built in the same style, shall we say, where the extractor hook is too long, because everybody has gotten in this mindset of, you know, you want as much hook as possible, and you want the tip of the hook to impact the rebate of the round, which we've talked about before on the show. You don't want that. That inhibits accuracy and reliability greatly. And so, you know, but they're all made like that. So if you get a gun that has an external extractor, a 45 specifically, you just take the extractor that's in there and throw it right in the garbage can and make a new one that has the hook geometry correct. And like say, unfortunately for single stacks, I mean, for 9mm, nobody makes it slide that you're able to manufacture an extractor correctly for, because of the geometry of how they make the slide. So it's kind of unfortunate because I would love to see that. That would just be a thing of pure beauty.
Maybe something you'll build later on down the road after you get done with all these. Before we go, tell me about the gun that you were shooting the other day that I saw on Instagram. The didn't move at all. The only reason your hands were out there was to just keep it in one spot, and it just stayed in one spot. Tell me about that.
That's the Night Stalker. That's the collaboration gun we're doing with KAC, Knights Armament Corporation. It's a wide body 2019 Chambers Custom Design with the YC squared compensator on it that Steve Fisher and I designed together here on the banks of the Blue River one night, and 9mm commander length, you know, with the little comp on there. And it's a pretty special gun, man. It's really flat, shoots good.
The comp barely protrudes at all.
Yeah, that's the comp that Fisher was after me for years to build, and I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And then I did.
Why were you resisting Steve? Why were you resisting Mr. Fisher? Why were you doing that?
I was just like, dude, it's not going to work. You know it's not going to work. He's like, it'll work, Joe. Trust me, it'll work. Just do it. And I'm like, it's not going to work. And then I did it, and, you know.
It worked.
it worked. We had to make some tweaks to the design, but it worked. Yeah. It worked. It works actually pretty good. And that's what we're going to put on the new YC squared gun that we're doing with Steve this summer.
Now, is that something that would go on any of your 9mm that you have built, or is it only?
I could go on any of those. I mean, it's not something that I would necessarily recommend to everybody to retrofit, but yeah, it's because you got to refit the whole barrel. You know, I mean, it's a process.
So it's not something you'd send to somebody and say, "Here's the instructions. You can watch this on YouTube. It'll explain it."
No. Unfortunately, no. It's,
gotcha.
It's a full gunsmith install deal.
I would have to shoot that simply because it's hard for me to imagine a 9mm of yours shooting any softer than the one I have. So I would have to shoot that to see what the difference is.
When I get the Night Stalker that I was shooting is mine,
right?
And when I get done with it and I get the cases made and all that jazz. What I'll do is I'll send you the Night Stalker, and you can play with it for a couple of weeks and shoot it.
There you go. Then I'll know. Listen, thanks very much for shifting for me. I really appreciate it. 1911 University.
Oh,
a lot of people don't like to miss that. So you can find Joe at ChambersCustom.com. I heartily recommend it. It is worth the wait. Thank you, sir, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir. And remember, Hillary is still not your president.
Thank God. Thank God for that. She doesn't have dementia yet.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.